Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotional. 11 days till Christmas. As some of you probably no doubt know, we're getting closer. And our countdown continues, and the Christmas schedule, which I have right here, so you know what's going on. So tonight, Wednesday, 6:30 is our final Alpha class of this course of Alpha. And we'll be doing that again, Lord willing, in the spring. Friday, the 16th, that's the Messiah Sing, 7:30. Also, don't forget youth group, I believe, is tonight as well. So if you're in youth group, December 17th is the youth group talent show, speaking of which, to support their trip to Camp Berea. There'll be a spaghetti dinner starting at 6:30, and then the kids will entertain us, the young people. And we look forward to that. December 24th at 5 o'clock will be our children's Christmas pageant. And at 10 o'clock this year, the candlelight service. And that will be followed about 12 hours later, Sunday morning at 11 o'clock for a blended Christmas service. And so we would invite you to be involved with those things. We come to one of my favorite passages in the Bible this morning, as we continue through Colossians, and that's chapter 2, 16 through 19. The subtitle is, "Let no one disqualify you." And in the context, Paul is saying, don't let anyone disqualify you from the faith. Therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food or drink, or with regard to a festival or a new moon or Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Let no one disqualify you, insisting on asceticism and the worship of angels, going on in detail about visions, puffed up without reason by his sensuous mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom the whole body is nourished and knit together through its joints and ligaments, grows with a growth that is from God. So Paul is really talking about two different kinds of people here. He's talking about those who are following Christ, and Christ is their substance. And they're not trusting in things that they do for their spirituality. They're trusting in what Christ has done. And so they are free, and so they... in regard to food and drink and what festivals they attend or don't attend, whether they keep the Sabbath as a believer or they worship on Sunday. All these type of things are laid out here. Are they trying to keep the law? That's really the first set of questions. New moons, feasts, Sabbaths, diets. Are they keeping laws of the old covenant to be spiritual? Or again, is there substance in Christ? And then there's another set of people. They're not trying to follow Christ through the law. Again, the first group are those who are trying to just follow Christ, right? And then there are those who are trying to get their spiritual fix through the keeping of the law, the new moons, feasts, and Sabbaths. But then there's another group. And they say, oh, you're not a Christian because you're not into asceticism or the worship of angels. And you don't have visions. And these type of things. And so asceticism is a tough word to say. It's strict self-denial, denying yourself certain things, pleasures, whatnot, as a means of spirituality. So you're essentially saying to someone, I'm better than you because I deny myself everything, you know. I don't smoke and I don't chew and I don't hang with them that do. That was an old saying I used to hear as a kid. And then there are those who they're not into self-denial. They're into the worship of angels. And they will disqualify you saying, well, you don't worship everything you're supposed to worship. There's this other thing, the worship of angels. And still others who talk about visions or they're puffed up with a sensuous mind. And so they will disqualify you because of that. Paul says those who are trying to be spiritual through the old covenant by keeping new moons, feasts, or Sabbaths. Those who are trying to deny themselves certain things and are have a strict self-denial and say they're more spiritual because of that. Those who worship angels or say they have visions, who say they're more spiritual, whatever. He says in verse 19, in truth, they are not holding fast to the head, which is Christ, of course, from whom the whole body is nourished and knit together through the joints and ligaments that grows with growth that is from God. He says they're looking at the wrong things. They're not holding fast to Christ, who is the head of the church. They're not holding fast to Christ, who is the only one who can nourish them spiritually. They're not holding fast to Christ, who has knit together the whole body of the church, the joints and ligaments. And they're not holding fast to Christ, who can only give them the real growth that is from God. So you might look at that a little closer. I like the passage because it reminds us that, as Paul said in Romans 3:20, by the keeping of the law, no flesh will be saved. It's through Christ that we are saved. It's through Christ that we grow. Christ is our life, and that we are to follow him. Father, encourage us through your word today. We pray in Jesus' name. I hope to see you some of these activities, either Friday evening or Saturday. Sunday morning, 9:30, traditional worship, and 11 o'clock, contemporary. God bless you, and have a great day and a great weekend. Hope to see you. Bye now.